Hello, I'm Allison Raskin. I'm a writer, mental health advocate, and co-host of the podcast Just Between Us.
What a coincidence. I'm Gabe S. Dunn. I'm a writer, bisexual icon, wink, and I'm also the co-host of this show.
Just Between Us is a variety show where we interview fascinating people, play a ridiculous game called Hypotheticals, and talk about things that affect everyone or maybe sometimes just me.
We also do a show called Too Long, Did Read It, which is a show where we scour the depths of Reddit to find the weirdest, kookiest, most upsetting posts and then give our opinions.
So if you're looking for a new show to check out that goes from silly to serious in the same episode, often multiple times,
back and forth from each of us,
you can check out the Just Between Us feed where we have over 200 episodes waiting just for you.
200 episodes?
I know, we've been doing this a long time.
And it were very funny.
Okay.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead. Download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
From Pee-wee to Dumbo and everything in between, join us every Thursday in April for Filmography Tim Burton. Our five-part season will break down all 19 of Burton's feature-length films to date in detail. Follow Filmography on Spotify or wherever else you find your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's an audio interview series presented by WFPK Independent Louisville at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound and the Consequence Podcast Network. If you're not a subscriber already, take a second before we get too deep into this and hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening to. Maybe that's where you get your favorite podcast from, or maybe it's somewhere like YouTube or Spotify. We have so many different ways that you can hear this. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest is Karen O. You know Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yes. Her new record is with Danger Mouse, and they've done an album called Lux Prima. We're going to talk about what that collaboration was like and how each other's style affected the other one's style. We'll discuss songs like Drown and Turn on the Lights and Woman, one of my favorite singles of the year that harkens all the way back to that 60s Phil Spector sound. The last few years were also a big transitional period for Karen O. She hit the reset button after becoming a mom for the first time, having her son, and it's absolutely had an effect on how she sees the rest of her career and wants to proceed from here on out. We'll also hear about covering the Smashing Pumpkins Bullet with Butterfly Wings for the Amazon show Hannah, the feminine energy that is all over this record, a really interesting art installation that's going to accompany Lux Prima in deluxe sound that she'll tell you all about. And of course, we'll talk some about the Yeah Yeah Yeahs as well. It's Kyle Meredith with Karen O.
Hey, Kyle. This is Karen O calling.
Well, congratulations. I do want to say this. I have been a fan for the long run, and we've never been able to talk, but I've so appreciated all the art that you've put out through the years, and I am so in love with this new record, Lux Prima. It's so good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
No problem. You know, when a lot of artists say they don't want to repeat themselves, they're sort of full of shit, but I really believe you because you've kind of proven that every time. Like, you know, they always sound different, but each one sounds better than the last, and that's completely commendable. I mean, that's a hell of a feat.
Oh, man, flattery will get you everywhere. yeah, I mean, like, that's something I strive for, but it's, yeah, like, as you say, it's not an easy task, you know, but when it's, like, coming from, like, a sort of pure intention, you know, like of being like, yeah, like, you know, I just really want to make something rad and new, then you have a better chance than, you know, if you're doing it just to do it for the sake of making something different, you know.
Yeah. And I'm sure that does, you know, matter who you're collaborating with, whether it's, you know, your old bandmates and the Yeah or with Brian Danger Mouse this time. When I hear what he's done on this record, you know, cinematic, a lot of people are using that word, and it's not the first time he's done that. Yeah. And I sort of wonder, like, does his arrangements change your style of writing? Do you write differently with depending on who you're with?
Yes and no, I guess. I mean, like, I'm super open. Like, I'm very, like, impulsive, open, like, spontaneous, you know, when, like, in like, a sort of studio setting. Like, almost like a little kid, basically, you know, which is, like, kind of, like, yeah, is where you want to be. So, you know, I just, like, I go in and, you know, I'm just, like, I guess my main hope, which is something that Brian, like, kind of had that I wasn't sure that he was going to have, was just like this total openness to, like, just explore and have, like, sort of, like, yeah, and to play in a way, you know, mm-hmm. because, like, the two of us, like, are, like, neither of us are, like, you know, like, musicians per se. because of that, like, it just, like, you know, it just, like, kind of frees us up. We just, like, tinker around, like, you know, like a couple of, like, kids on, like, on a Wurlitzer, or, like, on, like, acoustic, or on, like, you know, or he has, like, you know, like, Brian's great with, like, bringing, like, sort of, like, he can whip up, like, a drum beat, like, pretty quick on, like, a drum machine program or something like that, and he's great at that. So if, like, you don't really need much more to start a song than, like, yeah, like, a beat and maybe, like, a simple melody, and then, like, and then like, the melodies just start popping off in my head and stuff. So, like, it was really small. Like, it was just, like, a very small operation that, like, turned out to sound very big, you know, in the end. So.
I mean, you get that from the lead track. That's so expansive and cool, but I'll bring up another one, and I like so many of the songs on here, but, like, talking about this perfect melding of the two of you would Drown. When I listen to Drown, like, musically, that sounds like drowning. And I don't know if it's a chicken or the egg thing, right. but I think you could take your vocals even off there. It would still sound like drowning. And that's where I started wondering when one of you starts to influence the other in one way or the other, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that song was definitely more of, like, Brian's baby. And, like, it was one of the main songs or only songs that he, like, kind of, like, you know, contributed some lyrics to. Like, it was, like, definitely, like, Brian's soul in that song, you know? But, like, you know, we were listening to a lot of sort of psychedelic music and, like, kind of shared a love for it. And, like, I think that was, like, kind of that's the reason why there's that crazy vocal effect on my vocals that sounds like I'm underwater. because, like, we're like, whoa, that sounds trippy, dude. No, but, like, it's just, like, there's a chemistry, you know, and, like, in sort of, like, our, like, I think our, you know, explorative nature or something like that, that worked really well.
I think another reviewer called you both serial collaborators. You
know?
So it's like,
it's true.
So you were going to get together at some points, you know, like, just the odds in the world that it was going to happen like that.
Yeah.
So when you put two serial collaborators together, I mean, I don't know, maybe you've already answered, but do you write like co-writers at that point? Because I don't know if one of you is trying to lean to the other one to say, no, you go first.
Yeah. Like, the only rules, I guess, and this is interesting because it's like, you know, I've worked with a lot of producers and this is, like, the first time, like, anyone had really, like, sort of voiced this rule before. But he was like, the only rules, like, and he didn't, like, say it flat out, but, you know, he's been talking about it since after we wrote, you know, wrote the record, but it kind of got established, like, early on, was just like, you know, you have to have the freedom to be able to tell the other person that you're working with that you don't like what they're doing, you know? And then two is just like, you just have to, like, also, like, have the confidence to be able to make mistakes and like also happy accidents and not be afraid to, like, make an ass out of yourself, basically, you know? That's actually a beautiful, like, it's, like, kind of a beautiful way to work, you know, because it's, like, you know, there's so much struggle when you're in the studio with just sort of, like, because, like, artists are, like, you know, like, intrinsically really sort of insecure and self-conscious, you know, so establishing early on that, like, you know, hey, like, you know, if you don't like it, just let me know, I'm not going to take it personally, you know, like, that, like, is really, that's, like, super dope, and then, like, and then also just also saying, like, and don't be afraid to, like, you know, to, like, to do something, like, that seems crazy or stupid or corny or whatever, just, like, go for it, and then if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But just having that trust, it was quite important. And he kind of, like, you know, I think that there's, like, we both respected each other enough to be like, okay, you know, we're working on that level of trust.
Well, you sort of going in that cinematic direction. Like, how similar was this Lux Prima record to what you were doing with something like Hannah? you know, in itself specifically mm-hmm. made for cinema.
Yeah, it's like it's different. Like it's like similar and different. I'm like, it's both. the thing is that like, you know, like, yeah, for that, like when I work for like, when I do like, you know, almost it's like an assignment, you know, for Hannah where like, where I'm like really trying, like where I'm working towards like, you know, creating like a mood and a tone that like matches like what they're looking for like, you know, the character and the emotion of like what they, you know, want to capture. It's like, I'm like definitely like kind of tailoring what I'm doing to like, to try and meet that and help like, you know, capture that emotion. But like with Lux Prima, it's more like, it's like this funny, like, it's like kind of almost like, yeah, it's like a reverse soundtrack, right? Where like, where you're like, you know, like it reminds you like the music reminds you of like all these movies. Like there's like, certainly there's like gotta be one reference that's like where this is coming from, but it isn't. It's like this kind of like mush of references, like, you know, that like it's like this kind of like three-headed monster of like of a film that like of many films that you've taken in and maybe that, you know, that just doesn't exist yet, you know, and like, and so you're kind of like writing a soundtrack for a film that doesn't exist yet but like feels like it does, you know, if that makes any sense.
No, I'd watch that movie and not even knowing what I'd watch that movie. It's so I real quick, while I touched on Hannah, I do want to ask, because your version of Bullet with Butterfly Wings is so powerful. Was that your idea, or did they present that to you?
They presented that to me, and they presented it just like literally like the week of Christmas. so they're like, we want you to do this, and we want you to do it like, you know, like during like basically Christmas. And I was like, okay, I'm game, you know, like this seems like a cool opportunity. But yeah, but it's something that they had sort of like, I think the music department there had kind of like, you know, picked out, and like, and they, you know, and they figured it all out on their side, and then they just asked if I would do a rendition of it, you know, for them. So and I guess, like, you know, they told me afterwards that like Billy Corgan, like, you know, I mean, I think he's like licensed it only like two or three times, and he's like never letting anyone cover it or something like that, like,
oh,
and
wow.
And that was like kind of a big deal that, like, you know, and I really appreciate that. That was like really cool, you know, that he was like, he was cool with me doing whatever I was gonna do to his precious anthem. So like, so that was really rad. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's totally twisted inside out, and to have such an iconic song like that, you know, done in that way, it's you can't help but just kind of stop and listen, you know, when that comes on.
That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, that was fun.
Going into this, you know, as the story goes, you had taken time off from parenting. And as I read, you hit the reset button after having your son. And is that a rethinking of what you wanted your career to be from here on? Did that ever cross your mind, like, in that way?
Yeah, I think it did. Yeah, because I mean, you know, I just had like a feeling like I've never like I was just talking with Shirley Manson from Garbage and stuff, and it just like blows my mind because she like loves like to tour. It's like she like just loves it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
it's like her favorite thing, you know. And for me, like it was like a glove that never really fit that well for me, you know. And like it always felt like, you know, it was just like kind of a struggle for me, especially after having like my son. I was just thinking like, okay, like, you know, I've been in band for like almost 20 years, you know, a woman in my, like, about to hit my 40s. Like, what do I want, like, you know, in my life? You know, do I want to be on the road that much? Maybe less, you know, definitely less, you know. So like, how can I, like, you know, how can I like dive into like just all these other ways to use like music in a way that trips my trigger, you know, and also try and make a living off of it? It was definitely going through my mind, just like kind of thinking, like trying to have a rethink of yeah, what my career could look like in a different sort of perspective, from a different perspective, I guess, from that perspective.
Maybe it's because I'm
not sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, maybe it's because I'm near 40 at this point, because I'm 37. But if I were an artist right now, I would totally take that road. I would say I'll play a few shows a year here and there, but I'm just going to crank out records,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I mean, like, it feels like a luxury to be able to make a record and not have to tour it, you know? I mean, like, it's just not something that I would ever, like, you know, would have ever been, like, you know, a reality for me, like, you know, until, like, more recently, I think. And, like, and we'll see how it goes. But it's, like, you know, it's, like, tricky. You know, the music world is, like, it's definitely tougher than it used to be. And, you know, you just never know, like, where your next paycheck is going to come from. So you have to be, like, yeah, you have to be creative, you know, and stuff. So,
yeah. I mean, touring the record aside, do you have that desire at all even to play these lives at one-offs or whatever that looks like?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I definitely have, I'm definitely game to do it. I think Danger Mouse less so. That's not his comfort zone. It's not his comfort zone so much. But, and also, like, you know, he has a lot of experience with, like, doing these like pretty lush records, and then like them being kind of more studio records and not really like, you know, like live records so much. But like, I don't know. Like I just like, you know, I'm game to give it a shot. And I think like if we just, you know, did a few special shows, I think it could be really fun. So yeah. I'm game.
I might be stepping out of the line here, but would you ever absorb these songs into any of your other projects?
I mean, like probably not like with the band, with the Yeah Yeahs, but you know, maybe, yeah, it could be part of, it could be part of my solo catalog. You know, I think Brian would be like totally, I think he'd be happy for me to whip out a few Lux Prima songs if I like did a sort of, you know, solo show or whatever. But like, but yeah, but I'm, you know, it's all to be determined, I guess.
Right. Yeah. So I'll go back to the record for a moment, too, because Woman is one of the most powerful singles easily of the year. And it's a lot of fun.
Oh, awesome.
On top of that.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
And the thing I like about it, you know, yeah. I love that it takes that 60s sound and a modern conversation that seems like it was stolen from the artist who created the sound. Symbiotic in a way, if that makes sense. I mean, it feels like you're giving a gift back to the past.
Oh, right. Awesome. I mean, that's like, yeah, like that's a real, you know, it's a thing that you like, that it's like really great to do as an artist, is like, in some of like my favorite music, you know, of all time, is like, yeah, it's kind of like timeless, right? Where it reminds you of something, it's familiar, but it's new, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, I think with Woman, we definitely had like a bit of a Phil Spector-y like beat, at least in mind to kick it off and stuff. But yeah, I've said it before, but I do feel like I could have wrote it at like any point in my career, as far as just like, that's how I've just always felt like, you know, about just women and like in celebrating the strength and where we like connect and can like band together, rather than like, you know, sort of like this, what like happens a lot, which is just sort of like a competitive feeling that you have with other women. And that, you know, I feel like, you know, this one is like really like, there's been a lot of women kind of banding together in this like climate and stuff. And it's cool, because like, I think there was a lot of years where that wasn't like really cool, you know, it was like, seemed like it's like a lot of women are kind of more isolated and stuff. So it was like, it really celebrates strength and like sort of unity, you know. and also just being a badass, you know.
I think the words you used it several times is more feminine energy. Like, there's something about this record, if it was summed up, it was more feminine energy. And I thought that's interesting, because I've never questioned your energy in any sense. So I was wondering what that was maybe in comparison to.
I mean, I guess it's just like, you know, one thing about like maturing as an artist and stuff, and as a person, like, you know, like a lot of my like impulses when I was like coming up with like with the band and stuff, they're super raw and they're like super like, you know, just like real and just like streaming out of me, like just like, you know, just authentic and stuff, but like totally like in a way like unaware, you know, of like of like where they're coming from, or like, it was just like from the black cloud, you know, that was like, you know, hovering over me or whatever. I don't know, it's just like as I've grown and as I've like gotten older, like I have more of like, yeah, just like a sort of just awareness of like who, like what it means to be a woman and what it means to be like, you know, like an artist and like, I don't know, like, and so like, so I think that like, so when I do like, when I talk about it, there being more feminine energy, there is like just like, it's not like, like it's more deliberate, but it there's just more thought that like kind of goes into it, and like tuning in more like with like, I guess, more intentionally in a way. But like, but yeah, I think it's just, that is like the change, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, a lot of artists, you know, it seems like through the years they may trade wisdom for energy, and I don't get that from this, you know, because but that song specifically, it still has both of those so much.
Yeah, it's still in there. It's still in there.
And a quick compliment to Turn Out the Light, too, because I love that. And while that might be more of, I don't know, the disco flair of the record, for whoever said that that song and some others leaned on the side of trip hop, made me think of all the genres that's come around. That's the one that I really wish somebody would take the horns for and make a trip hop resurgence. And maybe this album is the closest we've got to
that. Well, yeah, maybe we're just like, we're just giving them a reminder that should come back. Yeah, I agree. It's a cool one. It's a cool genre, trip hop.
I'll do the obligatory yeah stuff, because I don't know. Is that still in the plans? Is that going to happen again?
Yeah. I mean, like we're doing some shows like in May. 2020 is like wide open for me. You know, I just like, I don't know. Like, I haven't really been thinking, you know, I mean, I get asked like, yeah, like as you say, quite obligatory, right, quite often about these, especially in interviews and stuff. But yeah, but I just haven't like thought about it a lot. I haven't like put a lot of thought to it, but like, you know, all I know is that like, I've just been on a kind of one track mind with like, you know, getting this Lux Prima record out and this installation that we're about to do with it and stuff. And like, and yeah, just getting through the year. And then I think like, you know, when things slow down, then, you know, then I'll be able to, you know, make some moves in that world or in that direction. It's just like right now I just, yeah, I haven't like thought about it a lot, I guess, but yeah, but it's like, you know, as of now, yeah, yeahs are, you know, we're alive and well. And, I know it's been a long time since we put out a record, but like, but there's been a lot happening in our lives, you know, like Brian and I both have kids now, and like everybody's got their own things going on, and yeah, so it's just like kind of, I guess we'll just see when the time is feels right to really feel the inspiration to make a, you know, a solid yeahs record, you know.
Yeah, I know relationships change through the years and life changes. Does it still feel like a band in the same way that it did maybe in the early days? Like you know, for some bands it feels like a gang, you know, in that sense.
Yeah, I mean, like we're like family. It's like family. Like I think a band is the closest thing to family that like you come across, you know, like including like with the sort of the roles that get like, you know, get assigned and like the sibling rivalry. but also with just like the sort of unconditional love, you know, that like it kind of feels like you're like kind of in it like, you know, till the end. It's like kind of like a blood by blood almost, you know. So like you know, it's different, like, because like, yeah, we started when we were kids and now we're all adults, but yeah, it's kind of just in our DNA now, like the yeahs songs and like sort of that imprint on us is like forever going to be on us. So I think it's, you know, it's still there.
I love it. You mentioned the installation coming up. What's that about? Because I just saw the pics of it. It looks cool, whatever it is.
Yeah, man, it's going to be cool. It's like, oof, we've been working on this for like a year, you know? so we're just like gearing up for it finally to be out. But like, I think like, you know, first and foremost, it's like a listening experience. It's like kind of a sound bath of sorts, because you're like, you will be drowned in sound with this, be coupled with Meyer sound for it. And like, and yeah, there's like sort of, yeah, you're surrounded by speakers, and there's a centerpiece in the middle of the installation that's like, you know, like surround speakers too. And there's one above you. So like, so we mixed it like in like, I don't know, like what you can call it. Like, it's like kind of like, I guess, deluxe, like quadraphonic sound or something that. So like, just like, even like the, as like, you know, listening to the record this way is like going to be like, you know, or to some of the songs on the record, there's only five songs, you know, in the installation, but like, yeah, we really want to take you on a trip. It's like supposed to be like kind of this portal, like into like the best places you can go when you're listening to music, you know. We're like enhancing that with like, with light and some other sensory things. It's just like, it's just going to be kind of like a bath for your senses in a way, I think. But first and foremost, kind of like a communal listening experience, in a way that like people don't normally listen to music, you know. So it should be quite cool.
Yeah. Have you experienced it yourself already?
No, I mean, like we it was like a few weekends ago, we mixed it, you know, for in a huge room, similar to the room that it's going to be in. And that was like, that in itself was like, you know, kind of mind blowing. Just like, you know, being able to throw like, you know, a background vocal, like, you know, sort of spatially around the room, and where do the strings live when they come in, like, oh, like they feel like, you know, they're emanating from the center and like moving like a wave, like outside, you know. It's just incredible to just like the way that like, you know, we can mix it for this room, and like, and it's just like, yeah, it's just like, I feel like once people hear music this way, it's going to set a standard. People are going to be like, I want people to hear my music like that, you know. It's like going to be like the new standard of how you want to listen, and like this sort of surround, like this sort of like, it's not 7.2, but it's like, yeah, it's like a totally immersive sound experience, you know?
No, that's what I'm thinking. Like, it would be a completely spoiling situation after I hear that. You can't look back. There's no looking back.
I mean, it's cool. It's cool. So yeah, it'll be cool. It'll be definitely worth checking out.
Right on. When does that run?
It opens on the 18th of April. So in like a week and a half. It's like, it's in between the Coachellas, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe it's in between the Coachellas. It's on like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Marciano Art Foundation here in LA.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that. Yeah. Big congratulations on this record, Lux Prima. I love it, if you haven't noticed that already with my compliments.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. No, seriously, thank you so much. So thanks.
Yeah, it was a pleasure talking to you. And you know, I can't wait to hear whatever comes next.
Sweet. Thanks so much, dude. I really, yeah. It'll be decent.
I'm sure it will. All right. Take care.
Okay. Right.
Oh, man, my thanks to Karen O. As I totally geek out through that entire conversation, Karen O and Danger Mouse's album is called Lux Prima, and it's out now. Before you head out of here, if you haven't already, please do hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening from. And again, you can do that wherever you get your favorite podcasts, including iTunes and Apple Podcasts. You can also subscribe on YouTube and Spotify if those are your preferences. And either way, please leave us a note, a review, a rating, whatever you can do. It all helps. I promise you that. After that, head to WFPK.org, where I do a show every Monday through Thursday from noon to 3 Eastern, where you can also find some bonus episodes of this series. ConsequenceOfSound.net, they've got all your music and film news. You can find me at Twitter at Kyle Meredith and Facebook/Kyle Meredith. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.